Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And as we do, we're gonna break this out. We're gonna start with a little combat pistol craft. We're gonna be talking with someone who specializes in that, and that would be Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Fresh off a trip to Tactical Response. How are you, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm good. What were you doing at Tactical Response? I saw a couple of pictures of you shooting.
I ran Effective Gunfighter Program.
Okay.
It's like a one over the world. It's actually very, broad scope, I guess would be the best way to say it. I did my best to describe the environment being, you know, the combat environment and what it's going to require. What I've done is I've isolated, and identified and prioritized what that environment is going to require of you for you to be able to train and condition yourself to function in that environment, but function well if you choose to do so. And as far as I'm concerned, all skill levels are, you know, welcome to attend. It's not like I discriminate or anything by skill level. I don't see myself as being someone to limit anyone's ability to learn something. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, cause and effect, I wind up feeding them with a fire hose. But anyway, it works. And it went, I thought it went extremely well. On the high side, for me, I was able to answer the mail on any work requirement with no concern about my Achilles at all. And I feel good now, and I believe I'm going to be able to start applying myself beyond what I have been restricted to, you know what I mean?
And the hip did well?
Yeah, a little bit of pain. But I got a call, you know, the hip doc on that one, but nothing that's, you know, not manageable. You know, if you don't mind, it don't matter.
Right, right. There
kind
you
of
go.
Thing, you know?
There you go.
Suck it up
there
and drive on.
Do you find it difficult?
Say,
well, before we do that, I find this interesting.
Okay.
Is it difficult for you to try to describe the non-permissive environment that a combat environment is to people that have never been in combat where you don't have enough eyes, you don't have enough time?
Yeah, but the things that you need to know and be able to do that have nothing to do with the actual shooting piece,
right,
are the same things that you do day in and day out. I mean, would you not consider yourself, as long as you are outside of your home, you should consider yourself vulnerable to attack at some point? Now, I'm not, you know, telling you to be paranoid, but at what level do you want to be prepared to handle a violent confrontation? You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So, you know, I'll give you a basic template. Okay, the first thing you need to do is be aware. What is situational awareness? You hear that thrown around all the time, but what is it? Okay, it's a level of awareness of your surroundings, but more importantly, what's going on in your surroundings in respect to detecting, locating, identifying the threat, making a decision, primarily are you within your rules of engagement, and then act on it. You know what I mean? I mean, even doing nothing is a decision. You know, break contact if at all possible. You know, but the first thing you've got to do is detect a threat, locate it, identify it, make a decision about it, and then follow through on your decision, you know? How simple is that?
Very.
But a lot
Very.
Of people don't or have never been in an environment in which you've had to have your head on a swivel 24/7. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I took, I was in Chad. I was in N'Djamena, Chad. And I took, you know, like a Toyota Hilux, something that was a very nice truck. But I drove down to Zakuma National Forest, like 600 Ks, you know, through the boonies to get to this national park. And that's it. You know, there is no backup. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yes.
So, it you know, again, you know, I guess in a sense, you know, we're all a product of our environment. So, you know, it's only logical that people that have been in the military and spec ops and, you know, the high-end volunteer work, because it's all voluntary to get, you know, in that one percentage, get up in the one percentage, you know, you wind up being a 5-6 time volunteer for all the stuff you got to, you know, qualify for and be able to do. You know, it's just like for a civilian that has no concept of the military or, you know, the what goes with it, why should it be any different? I don't believe Bruce Lee was ever in the military.
Oh, no.
I know Chuck Norris was. He was in the Air Force in Korea. But, you know, I, you know what really stings me is, you know, I come into contact with quite a few people over time, and you have guys that have the knowledge and skill to do the job, to do the work, but they can't get into that loop because they don't have a background. You know what I mean? Like Marines or, you know, Army Spec Ops, blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of aggravating, you know, but it's just the way it is. You know, just because you haven't been in the service doesn't mean that you are incapable, all of a sudden incapable of thinking for yourself, making a decision, following through on it. And if you want to possess, you know, gunfighting skills, acquire them. You know, I'm self-taught in a lot of respects. And I guess one thing I have the knack for is, you know, I've got a pretty extensive knowledge base, but I can use my knowledge to solve problems, you know? And that's what it's all about, really.
That's all it's about. That's all it's about.
Right. But so, for the most part, coming back on point, it's an interesting program. And it's not just the material itself, but it's how I administer the material. I've got a little formula that works.
Well, you'll have to tell me about that when we get back. You're not going to tell me what it is? Well, anyway.
Classified, bro.
Classified, I understand. All right. Well, we can compare clearances or whatever you want to do. Anyway, combatspeed.com. This is Super Dave's website. Well worth the time. He's agile, mobile, and hostile now. He's feeling it. He's feeling good. Ready to rock. I guess he's going to go full speed from this point on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. Talking a little combat pistol craft. He just came off of the road and everything else. And we were going to talk about one thing, but I found out it's above my pay grade. So instead, we're going to talk about something I can talk about. Does that suit you?
Cool. Whatever you want to do, bro.
So I finally talked to Dave earlier today to make sure he was good to go because I thought he was still at tactical response, but we're back at home in Florida. I finally have taken the Glocks out, and I finally figured out my issue, and I can shoot them center mass all the time.
Excellent. What did it turn out to be?
It was a combination. Well, it was a combination of grip and grip angle reduction.
Okay.
And
so, how you had the gun oriented in your hand and reducing the grip? Cool.
Yep. Plus, I'm gonna.
Like, what's your glove size? You have large, extra large, what?
I think I'd wear large. I think my hands would be considered large, but I try to get like medium-sized gloves when I buy gloves because I like I want them to fit like skin if I can.
Yeah, so, a good pair of shooting gloves will fit like that, but be the right size too.
Be the right size. Well, you'll have to tell me what you think a good pair is.
I just recently picked up some mechanics. You familiar with the automotive industry, blah, 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 and mechanics gloves?
Somebody gave me a brand new pair of those, and I never wore them. I mean, they were the tactical ones, right? Because I know James is high on mechanics gloves. I mean, they're...
Right. I got me a couple of pair, and I really like them.
Yeah. You consider them to be properly sized, and they fit well?
You got all of them. Pardon me?
You consider them to be both properly sized and fit the right way, too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know what what the competitive price point is on shooting gloves, but but the mechanics gloves that I have were like $27 a pair. Something like that.
Well, I mean, let's talk about that. In the military, they went through a period where everything was flame-proof, right?
Correct.
Does a civilian that might have to be out there in a intensive situation, but nonetheless is not going to be in any sort of vehicle that's going to have a bunch of stuff cooking off around them, do they need to be worried about flame-proof?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Man, you're talking about urban combat. Fire is one of the most effective weapons known to man. Since the day, dudes realized what it was and, started nurturing the flame, so to speak, to keep the flame alive. Because their only source of fire was lightning. A lightning strike. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Back in the day. So, fire is a wicked weapon. But from a standpoint of even just civil unrest, it's gonna be an urban combat environment. And I don't know why people can't get that in their head. This ain't gonna be, us going somewhere to do anything. It's gonna be in your front yard. So, yeah. Gloves are like a natural, should be considered a natural part of your uniform, your fighting uniform. Because they do, add a layer of protection for your hands. There are some manufactured, gloves out there that, God knows what they're made of now, but, carbon fiber or something, but they're effective against blade cuts, needle stabs, that type of stuff. Of course, Nomex gloves. Things get hot. Your guns get hot. See, here's... Let me try to connect a couple of dots. Your average bear doesn't shoot enough, period. Let alone when they shoot enough for their guns to get truly hot. You understand what I mean?
Oh, yes.
Like volume of fire, amount of work you're trying to accomplish within a given time frame, the type of firing you're doing, the type of firing exercises you're conducting, blah, blah, blah. I mean, when your guns get hot, dude, they're hot. They're hard to handle. And gloves go a long way to making that problem go away. But, you know, when's your average bear going to be able to experience something like that? But even so, you know, be prepared for it, you know, in the eventuality that ever happens, and you don't get burned. You know, get you a good set of gloves, find, you know, shop around, ask people that know, and select a good pair of gloves and go to work. Get used to them. The disconnect with, I would just say the psychology of it is, you know, the gloves are going to be fairly easy to work in, and a good set of gloves or pair of gloves are easy to work in. The only transition that you should have to make is in your initially, you know, getting used to the gloves, is just slow down. You don't have to do anything at warp drive. Do it at a pace, a natural pace, that you can maintain positive control of the, you know, the firearm and whatever moving parts you got going on, and be smooth in your execution until, because all you're doing is, you know, putting that layer of material between you and the firearm, so thereby desensitizing you to an extent to the firearm. And, you know, your gloves got to work, you know, when they're wet. And that's, okay, here's one thing I do. I get a new set of gloves, I put them on, and I fill the sink up, kitchen sink up with hot water, and I soak them for, I don't know, 5 minutes or so until they're, you know, they're good and soaked, and I flex my hands in them, you know, this whole time to kind of help form them to my hands. And then I'll just wear, you know, I'll squeeze them out in a towel or whatever with my gloves on, and then I'll wait till they dry. You know what I mean?
Let me get you to hold on right there. We're coming up on the next break. Right. Talking to Super Dave. He's telling you how to break in a good pair of gloves. A good pair of gloves, that's sort of the unsung hero in your kit. More on this when we get back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says operations are slowly returning to normal on Tuesday. This comes after the Texas-based airline canceled more than 2,000 flights from Saturday through Monday. When it comes to vaccines or vaccine mandates, Kelly tells CNBC he's no fan of them.
I've never been in favor of corporations imposing that kind of a mandate. I'm not in favor of that, never have been. But the executive order from President Biden mandates that all federal employees and then all federal contractors, which covers all the major airlines, have to have a mandate, a vaccine in place by December the 8th.
Gabby Petito died from strangulation. Teton County, Wyoming coroner Dr. Brent Blue said the autopsy results showed she died by homicide. USA Radio News. Global supply chain issues are hitting stores across the United States and driving prices up. As major ports deal with an unprecedented pileup of cargo containers, major retailers say they're scrambling to fill their shelves with certain items. Grocery stores reporting a thin supply of dog food, Rice Krispie treats, Sour Patch Kids, and Marie Callender's pot pies and other items. Raul Joyner owns a furniture company in Georgia. He says he's having to refund customers because they can't fulfill shipments.
We've refunded more money than we have in the history of our company, but we've used that as an opportunity that if, you know, people want their money back, I say, hey, no problem. We're ready to give it back to them.
Gas prices are still on the rise. AAA's survey finding the national average for a gallon of regular is up to almost $3.28 a gallon, around a half a cent higher than Monday's average. Gas prices up $1.09 from a year ago. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington, which I believe, now I never did get in touch with anybody today, Dave, but I believe that he and I will be hooking up in Columbia, South Carolina sometime at the beginning of next month, I believe.
Newsflash, bro, that's not going to happen.
Oh, that's changed? Did you find out?
Yeah, right before you called me.
Did it get...
Yeah, for real.
Did it get shunted to another date, just canceled one?
No, they shifted the dates, but I don't know what they are yet.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But, you know, the ammo situation being what it is, and the political situation being what it is, and the COVID thing, what are you going to do?
I don't know. That's Danica. What's up with the political situation? What were they citing as the overbearing thing with the political situation?
Well, I would imagine that there are, you know, a lot of people out there that, you know, having had the COVID impact and inability to work, whatever resources they have, there's nothing extra. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm not saying training does not have value. But with circumstances being what they are, you know, a lot of people are hanging on to what they have.
I'm going to tell you something. South Carolina is not like Tennessee. And the only time I haven't lived here was when I was in the military. But I mean, in Tennessee, like in when you go to a tactical response class, or if you go to tactical response, there's all kinds of people coming from all over the country to attend.
The location is perfect. Absolutely.
It's a location, but it's also the attitude because they prioritize training.
I get it.
And in South Carolina, there is no facility like that where they have that kind of a following. Where I mean, James has a very loyal following.
And, absolutely, man. He's he's done very well for himself.
Yeah. I don't think anywhere in South Carolina there's a, I mean, in Reevesville there's a range slash school down there, which is on the other, it's on the far side of Columbia, where Steve has done the RDS class a couple of times, and
right.
I think what's his name, the modern day samurai, is going to do a RDS class. I think that's where he's going to be, but I don't know. But I mean, it's everybody coming in. It's the people coming, like you coming in. It's the out of state, well-known trainer that attracts the crowd. There's nobody that has inspired people in South Carolina to train.
Right, I understand that.
So
I understand exactly what you mean, man.
Yeah, I don't
it's,
know.
It's not a prevailing attitude, or what about gun culture in and of itself
in South Carolina?
I mean, it's got to be, yeah. I mean, you know, the influence got to be huge, but.
Like in Columbia, where you were going, in Columbia, where you were going, you have FN, that's where the North American headquarters are, and you have Palmetto State Armory, which is where they began, is in Columbia. Two fairly big players in the gun industry, and South Carolina has been attracting various players from in the Northeast, like PTR came down, and they're down in the Lowcountry and some other places, but. As far as the gun culture is concerned, it's a little bit scattered, if I had to make a call on it, because a lot of people will talk about the political end of it, but nobody actually goes out and does the physical water carrying of actually learning the craft.
Right, exactly.
So... You know, we have to, and that's why we have to wait on somebody to come from out of state, like you or Steve or I can't remember the guys. What's the modern samurai? What is it, David Jedlinski or something like that?
Right, I believe so.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about the first name, but you got the
Scott Jedlinski. Scott Jedlinski.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scott. Yeah, that's it.
So, you know, we don't have that kind of a following here. I mean, Keita Bussey has come down here, and there was plenty of people came and trained with her. It's just weird. But, I mean, that's also sort of odd, because there are enough people in Columbia. A lot of FN employees just go to classes together, although I don't think most of them work at FN anymore. I wonder what happened with that.
Right.
Don't know what happened with that. So...
I don't know, man. Maybe, but hopefully, you know, we can get these states pushed or I can get up there and, you know, have positive influence on, you know, the area up there. No problem. But
well, that,
then, you know, I'm pretty busy, you know, through the end of the year. But if I may, real quick, man, a shout out to Jamie Ratt. I know you're out there listening. And back on point, Mr. Bill. Where do you want to go from here?
Was he down?
Pardon me?
Was he down? Was he hurt? Was he,
Who? Oh, no. Just throwing it out there. I know, it's a girl. It's a her. I know she's out there listening.
Okay.
I just thought I'd give her a shout out. Hey, Jamie. Hello. That's all I got.
That's very nice of you. When we get back, well, we're coming up on the next break, but, I do want to talk about now. Did you actually install one of your Timney triggers?
I couldn't do it, man. I just couldn't do it.
Could bring yourself to do it, or didn't get around?
No,
to
I
it?
Could not bring myself to do it, man. I just, you know, I watched a couple of install videos, and you know, a couple of dudes that had some legit points of interest. In respect to whether, you know, it's a superb competition trigger, hands down, for a Glock, but not the carry option, which is what I had already knew before, you know. Anyway, I just can't. Now, I can tell you, how much time we got, dude?
We got about a minute and a half.
All right, check this out. I understand the advantage. Now, from a visual standpoint, on the high end of the, you know, the high speed gun handling, driving the gun, literally driving the gun.
Yeah.
Visually firing, visual firing. Okay. But you got to possess the ability, the physical ability to command detonate the pistol, make it go bang when you want it to go bang.
Right.
But you're making it bang when you want it to go bang, when you see what you need to see to make the hit. You follow me? So that's where the timing comes in, because everything's moving. Anyway,
I will give you my take on them, because I've got them on. The only two Glocks I own now have Timney triggers.
Really?
And yes. I don't have time to. I'm going to tell you when we get back, and I'll tell you why I went with them and why I'm going to stick with them. Because I understand.
Right, cool.
I understand your concern about this. So maybe I can allay your concern. And I'm afraid I probably am going to do that. So you just bear that in mind when we get back. Super Dave, you can find Super
Dave. Now I'm going to fight you.
Okay.
All right, dude.
Find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington, or his commercial page is Super Dave Harrington. He has a YouTube channel called Super Dave Harrington, and his website is combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Dave Harrington. And Dave, how many Timney triggers did you buy? You bought two, didn't you?
I bought two.
Are they still sitting in the blister pack?
Oh, yeah, they're in the box. I haven't even cracked the box on them.
So I have two Timney triggers, and they're actually in guns. And now, your reason for not putting them in guns is because your guns are carry guns, and your carry guns are not competitive guns, and you feel this is a competitive trigger, yeah?
Correct. My guns are everything guns.
Gotcha. So
Okay, cool. Go.
Now, the two guns I carry the most, if I'm not carrying a striker-fired gun, are both 2011s.
Okay.
And we know that 2011 triggers or 1911 triggers or the single action trigger is right. The best trigger there is.
Absolutely.
And what I like about these Timney triggers, which come nowhere near that single action trigger, but they have one characteristic that I really like as far as aiding you in rounds down range accurately and quick. And that's that even when it's out of battery, the trigger bounces forward. Even on that last round, the trigger is going to bounce forward. So it bounces forward. It's not like one of these triggers they use to enhance your semi-automatic shooting in an AR-15, for example.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To make it rock and roll, but It does aid and abet that. Plus, it is a very smooth. It's smooth throughout the take-up, and it's smooth throughout the release and coming back.
Right.
And it's more consistent than the stock Glock trigger is for me.
Okay, now here's a technical look at it.
Oh, my.
A competition standpoint versus a work standpoint. Okay. If the Timney always returns forward as part of its normal mechanical function, you can't set the gun up with a dead trigger. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Dig this. If you were to choose to carry your pistol loaded with an empty chamber using, you know, the G45 like I do, when I choose to carry with an empty chamber, I set the pistol up with a dead trigger. Meaning, you know, it's an empty chamber decocked, insert seat and lock the magazine.
Right. I've seen your drills that you do with it.
There's no way I can forget to chamber a cartridge. The gun is set up with a dead trigger anyway.
Right.
You still have to act to the slide to cock the trigger mechanism. thereby chambering a cartridge. You see what I mean? It's kind of like a self-correcting mistake.
Right.
But you can't do that with the chimney. So that's out.
Okay.
Shot down in flames.
Well.
I'm just talking, and here's why I say that, Mr. Bill. See, in my mind, I have always considered myself a work shooter, period.
Sure.
Yeah, I've done the competitive thing and did well and blah, 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 but doesn't change the fact I'm a work shooter. So I look at everything from a work standpoint, at least first. See what I mean?
I do. I mean, and that's the way I regard myself, too. I just, I carry all of my guns round in chamber. I don't, except if I'm carrying them off body. Now, that one, I have adopted your program with that one, because when you carry a gun off body in a bag, you have it on a dead chamber with a dead trigger, right?
Exactly.
So, if I do that, I will go that route. But I always make that that's part of the whole setting up the bag thing, because the gun's the last thing to go in, and I do everything short of putting put a sticky note on it to, you know, get the round out of the chamber, pull the trigger, and then reinsert the magazine. I do everything short of that, but I mean, that's the only time I carry without a round in the chamber, and that's that's just habit.
It's also due to your level of training and conditioning. If you wanted to be proficient at it, you would be. You understand what I'm saying? Where it's not an issue. Whether you can move seamlessly from a loaded chamber to an unloaded chamber with no negative influence. You see what I mean? And you just got to condition yourself to do it.
Well, I mean,
I did a video. I'm going to hit you with this real quick. You know, it took me all of a quarter second. You know, I did a close-up point shoot just, you know, with a chamber cartridge from the holster, .76.
Right.
Then add a quarter second to that, and that's how long it took me to chamber a cartridge to make the same kind of hit. Then I pumped the target out to turned it into a steel target at 15 yards, where I would be forced to draw, chamber, mount, acquire, and fire. And guess what the time difference was between the two actions? A quarter second. Big deal. One human reaction time. Now, maybe could have put me behind. Who cares? We all got to die. But the deal is, I specifically carry an empty chamber when I am going to be around children. You know what I'm saying? I don't have kids. My house is, you know, I would have to have notification and a day to sterilize my house before I had a child in it. It'd take me that long to childproof it. But when I go see my friends and I'm around my friends' children, yeah, I carry, but I carry with an empty chamber, because I am not under any circumstances going to allow a negative set of circumstances occur with a child of any kind. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. I do.
Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's fine. I got no issue with that. See, but here's the thing. This is the thing. What influences my thinking is that before I was in armed combat, I was in hand-to-hand combat.
Right.
And in hand-to-hand combat, one of the biggest things that influenced me and changed the way I approached it was when you look at traditional martial arts versus more of a hybrid martial art. With Bruce Lee, he believed in economy of motion. So if there was a step that he could, you know, delete, If there was a movement, a slide. Integrate into, yes. But yeah. With him, he thought a fight should be over within like 5 seconds.
Right.
So most of his stuff was straight linear, and it was all strong side. And it was all designed to, put your best foot forward to begin with. So,
right.
On the one hand, now, I will say this. When you get out there and you do specialize in something without looking at other things like walking around with an empty chamber, that does put you at a disadvantage if something happens. So I completely understand what you're talking about.
Right.
I just, I try to put myself
in. Let me see if I,
Well, we got 40 seconds. So we may have to do that next week.
Yeah, I was going to recommend a book, but it is not mysteriously where it's supposed to be. Or it's mysteriously not where it's supposed to be.
Gotcha.
That'll have to be next week.
There you go. Well, listen, I appreciate you. You just got in off the road. I appreciate that. It had to be a long drive. So thank you for taking the time to join me today.
You're welcome, Mr. Bill. I appreciate the opportunity, man.
Sorry you're not coming to Columbia, too. I was looking forward to that.
I'm already over it, man. I've already got that time slot filled.
Gotcha. Well, we'll try. We'll have to create an opportunity ourselves. We'll be right back.
Man.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect. Hunt. Compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.